Net control operators. Right now we have myself, Bob, and Chuck, my guy, Tim and Dana, and Jason. Everybody get the access to the spreadsheet yet?
No.
Okay. I think Chuck might be vacationing. He might.
Well, I think we talked about that on the way down here. Chuck sent it to him, but it's...
I don't know if that's what he sent me, because all it says is join a meeting and join, you know, our screen reader wouldn't let me. I didn't know what meeting he was talking about, and it wouldn't let me join, and I didn't know if it was for today's meeting or... And I don't know that the Google Sheets is going to be that accessible for us to read with the screen reader is our problem.
Okay. Maybe someday we can go over and see what we can do.
If we can get it in the Excel spreadsheet itself, we probably could read it.
Google Sheets should be able to be read by Excel.
Or you can export it.
Yeah, you can export it, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what I did on mine.
Okay.
So when I saved it locally, I saved it as a CVS file.
Right.
Yeah. And then I opened it in Excel and saved it as an Excel file.
I think the reason he went with Google Sheets is because you got multiple people editing the data. Each time you're somebody's net control, they're actually putting in new data that stays in the in the system.
Yeah.
Why do we keep that data? Does anybody use the data?
He keeps the data, and normally every now and then he'll go through, and if you check in one time in 2 years, you're off the list. And we need to do that again. There's a lot of people.
I think it's good to keep the data.
Yeah. It gives you your total account, how many meetings, how many check-ins you've had.
I just wonder if anybody ever uses the data. I mean, I've never seen a report based on it other than just looking at the net control operators can look at the sheet and see how many times people have checked in, but nobody else sees that data. And
no, but I mean, if you wanted to, you could put it on the website. But
yeah, I guess I'm just thinking if we transfer the data to Excel to make it more accessible, then you know what's Tim or Dana supposed to do if they get check-ins? They have to indicate that people checked in, and then somehow this has to go back to Google again, or
it's automatic.
It could be because we don't have a lot of check-ins. We only have 8 to 10 a week.
Yeah.
We could once a month just, like if they have a local sheet, they could just email it, and once a month we can update
Maybe what we could do, you and I, whichever one of us is there, because we're not.
We could
could just keep the tally.
He could call they could call the net.
Yeah.
And we could just hit the X to.
How would that work for you guys if we just gave you the roster?
That would be fine.
And the script.
That'd be fine.
And if someone checks in, we'll just put it on the Google Sheet. All he has to do is have the screen reader read the.
There's new names added or old names taken off, we'll just give you an updated copy of the roster.
That'd be fine. If you actually could even send that in Word, it would really be easier
to
read.
Okay, that sounds like a good solution.
I got it already. I can send it in Word. Yep.
Okay, well,
put that on there.
Do you want to be the coordinator of that, and I'll back you up when you can't be there?
You don't even have to use your computer.
It just makes it easier. But yeah, you don't have
so
to use
it. So Darren will be your point of contact on that, I guess.
Okay.
So questions go to him, and you'll make that happen.
Yeah.
And then when you need backup, if you're not going to be there, to whatever, let me know, and I'll keep the tally.
Okay.
I mean, I can get a separate file and keep a list if I do the net of the check-ins if one of y'all can't be there, you know, and just
email the list to you.
Check-ins. That's not a problem. My problem was just getting the format to where I know the list, and I haven't listened to the. I mean, I could listen to the net and write all the calls down if I'm fast enough when you give them out, but I'm not that fast.
We all get tongue-tied on the radio. It happens.
Well, Dana's already running a weekly net, so she's pretty experienced at this.
My husband's run a ton of nets more than me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Two experienced operators. So
I'll send that over to you probably today yet, or tonight.
Okay.
All right.
So when do you guys need us? Do you get the schedule? Or?
You're actually on for tonight, Dana.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm not going to have it in time.
I might be able to get it there.
But, well, you and Darren figure that out.
Yeah, something doesn't happen.
We can adjust
somebody will cover. I mean, that's just what happened last week. I waited. No one come on. I called out. No net control. I just went ahead and did it. No big deal.
Put my husband first anyway. Switch it at least.
Okay, I got a question. Do you guys want to be back-to-back? Like you one Saturday and Tim the next Saturday. That's the way it's set up right now. I don't know if that's good because you might have something to do.
We don't really care. We'll do as long as we know what Saturday it's, you know.
Okay, yeah, because now they're all labeled, it just, I didn't want to tie you up for two weekends in a row.
Give it to him first, because.
Well, don't be scared.
I'm not scared, but I'm not scared, but he needs to go first.
Okay.
He's been doing this a lot longer than me. See, he's a general and I'm just a tech, dude.
All right. Anybody else like to volunteer? Jump in. Anytime, just say, I'll do it.